Task 2. The director is talking about the films he has made throughout his career while he is showing you the film posters. Listen to the conversation and match the film titles with the posters.
Mr. Duval, I'd like to know more about some of your favourite films. Can you tell me more about them? Well, look at these posters here. They are all science fiction films based on the work written by my favourite writer, Robert Halls.
What's this one?
Ah, it's Develop Ultraspace. It's a story about how they made the moons of Jupiter livable for humans. They use technology to provide air, but it's too difficult to transport everything from Earth, so they have to live independently. The people rely on themselves rather than machines and technology. They have to build farms and grow food themselves.
That sounds like one of those old-fashioned westerns.
Yes, it was a common theme back in the 1970s. See this one here? It's a similar story called The Harsh Moon. In this one, criminals are sent to the moon and forced to grow food for the people on Earth. They live in a giant high-tech city covered by a glass dome, but they grow wheat in underground tunnels. The prisoners are treated badly, and eventually they rebel and declare the moon to be an independent country.
That's a very interesting story. I'd like to read the book sometime.
You should. Robert Halls wrote a lot of books for teenagers. They always featured young boys having adventures in space. Look at this poster here. It's for my version of Galileo. A boy and an older engineer develop an early spaceship and fly to the moon. Imagine their surprise when they get there and find the Nazis have built a base there and are planning on conquering the world.
He must have written that book a long time ago.
Yes, it was back in the 50s or 60s, I can't remember. Later, Halls got more serious and he wrote a number of books about human society. I adapted his most famous book, The Lonely Stranger, for my film. It's about a human who was born on Mars and raised by Martians. He comes back to Earth and sees human society through an alien's eyes and ways of thinking. At first, his body is so weak that he can't stand Earth's strong gravity, and he has to float in water to protect himself. But eventually, his body becomes stronger. More importantly, though, at the beginning, he dislikes Earth and humans. But eventually, he understands the meaning of life, nature, and humans.
I remember that one. That was the first of your films that I ever saw. I became your fan on the spot.
Thank you, you're very kind. Personally, I thought that that film didn't work out the way I wanted it to, which is why I made I Fear No Evil. It has a similar theme, but this time, instead of being a Martian who doesn't understand Earth, it's a man who doesn't understand women.
Yes, I love that film. The one where a rich old man who is very sick has his brain transplanted into his young secretary's body.
Yes, I have to say that I like the book for The Lonely Stranger better, but the film I Fear No Evil is my favourite.
How about Lost in Time Control?
Yes, that was my final film adapted from Robert Hall's work. I thought that the leading actor was excellent. He had to play the character at many different ages, from a young boy to an old man. In the story, the character lives for 2,000 years. Because of time travel, his age keeps changing throughout the film. It was really difficult to do that.
Yes, it was a great job of acting and also a great film.
This is the end of Task 2.